We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We need a halftime speech here.
Listen.
I need a pick-me-up.
Come on, give us
what?
A cow.
Time to get
go,
fired. Hogan. Let me
give
tell you something.
Speech.
Let me tell you something right now. You go out and you play hard. You go out and play fast. And you play smart. And have fun doing it.
Coach Carr.
Is that what he would say?
Oh, yeah. He would get all fired. I mean, I'll tell you what. Nobody motivated you before a game like Coach Cower. And it was always, go out and play hard. Go out and play fast. Go out and play smart. And have fun doing it.
I like that.
Oh, it's great.
Okie, what do you say when you jumped into the river? If you sniffle once, I'm going to find
you. If I hear your sniffle one time, I'm going to fine you $1,001.
That's because they challenged Hoagie to jump into the river.
Said, we'll give you, I remember.
$1,000, and he jumped into the river in like December. And
I saw it. I peered over the little hill.
It?
Yeah, you guys were coming
remember,
from the practice
It was in the teens. It was a snowy day.
It was incredible.
It was Thanksgiving Day, actually, Cookie.
It was $1,000.
Yeah, Kimo gave me $500. Aaron Smith gave me $500. And I walked in that river and jumped in and pay up, brothers. And Coach Cower said, listen, Hokie, the next day we were in meetings Friday morning. And he said, Hokie, he goes, if I hear one sniffle out of you, I'm going to fine you $1,001. I said, man, I'll tell you what, I wasn't going to snivel. It wasn't just $1,001. It was I didn't want Coach Cower at my rear end, you know? I didn't want him all over me.
The time is 1:31.
11:31. Uncle, you wish it was 1:31.
I can't even see the clock right here. I don't feel
we got to wake up, Starkey. Let's go, man.
I know. We have a big second half here. Yep. The time is 11:31. Brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. All right, we've been batting around the offensive line all year, and I'm not defending them. But what I am pointing out, trying to consistently, tell me what you think of this theory, Hokie, is especially when it comes to the run game, if they know your backup quarterback is in there, and they know that you really don't present much of a threat of a downfield passing game, teams can load up on the run, and it makes it tough on even the greatest offensive line. True or untrue?
No, that's true, right? When they put more guys in the box and you can block, more guys than you can get a hat on? Absolutely. But let me tell you something. To me, it's a little deeper than that. We're not winning line of scrimmage. We're not winning one-on-one battles. When you have an offensive line that's winning at the line of scrimmage in the trenches, they're getting movement, and they're knocking D linemen back. They're just not getting movement at the line of scrimmage. They're not knocking guys back. They're not coming out of their hips. And I think if you talk to them, that's not the philosophy anymore. I think it's more position blocking. They're not coming off and trying to steal their grass. Now, if you look at this game right here, Starkey, I want to tell you something. There were 9 plays in this game against the Browns of 3rd and 4th down, 3 yards or less. Okay? 9 of them. 9 plays, 3rd and 4th down with 3 yards or less. They ran the ball twice, and they passed the ball 7 times. 3 yards and less, right? If you're 3 yards and less on 3rd or 4th down, you got to pound that football. You know that they converted 1 time. They converted 1 time with 3rd or 4th down and 3 and less.
I can add to that. They're the worst team in the
league
on 1 yard to
go.
3rd and 4th and 1.
But let me tell you something. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about their confidence in running the football and winning the line of scrimmage? If it's 3rd and 3 or less, 4th or 3 and less, and you're passing the ball 7 out of 9 times, you are not confident that you can run the ball and get the first down.
All right. So the line hasn't been good. Now you have the quarterback. What did you think Kyle Rudolph played?
Well, I thought the first half he didn't play horrible. I thought that he did a decent job. They came out in the second half, and it was 14-0, and Mason started to force the ball. He made some horrible throws. Remember, he threw the ball behind Tevin Jones, and it was caught by Joe Schobert. He underthrew James Washington. Joe Schobert there intercepted it. He overthrew Vance McDonald. He was forcing the ball, made some mistakes. And that's what happens. That's why teams want to get up on the opposing team, is because now a quarterback's trying to make a play, and he's forcing throws, he's pushing throws, and he overexerts, and he makes mistakes. And if you look at this game now, the Steelers won 4 in a row leading up to the Browns game, right? And they did exactly what the Browns did to the Steelers in this game. The Steelers were getting sacks, they were creating turnovers, in this game, Mason was sacked four times. He was hit much more than that. And they took the ball away four times. The Steelers, one sack,
no
takeaways. Right. So it was flip of what was taking place the month leading up to this game. And like I said, I think it goes back to playing on the road in a short week with a young quarterback without being able to run the football.
All right. Hold on a second here.
That's a lot of information.
No, but we got to go back to the offensive line because I don't understand why Al Villanueva, David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey, Ramon Foster, Filer, why they're not winning one-on-one battles.
Well, it's not all of them.
Okay. But by and large, they must not be because the run game isn't going. So let me ask you, because I heard what you said, and it sounded like you're telling me that they're being asked to block a different way without the Ben offense.
They're blocking the same way they blocked when Ben was there, right? And it's just they're not firing off the ball. They're not coming off trying to maul you and trying to steal your grass, if you will. It's more of a, hey, we're going to come off, we're going to get on you, and we're going to position block. If you watch the film, that's exactly what's happening. And so when you block like that and you're not rolling out of your hips and you're not slobbering and breathing fire, you're not getting movement at the point.
Why aren't they doing
that? That's just not the philosophy anymore. They went away from that. It was more because they had Le'Veon Bell and they come with James Conner, and James Conner had success last year with that kind of blocking style. But really, and you can't just say those five guys. You have to include also the tight ends, Vance McDonald, Nick Vannette. They're not blocking the way that they should. It's just across the board. They're doing a pretty dang good job for pass protecting. It's just in the run game, they're not getting movement. And you say, well, there's too many hats in the box. Well, that's one issue, but you've got to win your one-on-one battles.
Well, you're looking at me.
No,
are you done with the offensive
line?
I'm
so curious about this, Ron, because they're guys mostly high pedigree.
Those guys are well paid, too.
Sure.
And they're, number one draft choices. Three of them made the Pro Bowl last year.
Yeah.
It's just disappointing to
watch. Sometimes, you get into a season and you get older and you can't move as well, and maybe you're dealing with injuries. I mean, there's a lot of variables that go into this, right? And I'm not saying that every single guy is struggling. You look at, Big Al. I mean, Big Al has been pretty dang good over the last several years. And it's no secret he's struggling in the pass game a little bit at left tackle. And what happens is, and I've been there, guys. I played the game. And your confidence, when it gets shaken a little bit, right, and all of a sudden you're six-nine, 7 foot guy, whatever how tall, he's tall. And guys get underneath you and they push you into the quarterback. Well, then you're thinking, I can't let that happen. I can't let guys get underneath me. Then you start to lunge and you start to lean. And then guys beat you with quick moves and they're able to beat you with those kind of moves. And now they beat with those quick moves. Now you go, well, what do I do now? Do I sit back and hold up and try to anchor? Or do I try to attack them? And then your confidence starts to wane. That would happen to me when I played nose tackle, trying to two gap and play different techniques. It's part of the game, and you got to battle through it.
All right. Well, let's get to this game next because it's whatever we think of the Steelers at the moment. They are, by any definition, very much in the thick of a playoff race, and they need to win.
Let's
talk about the Bengals and the matchup ahead.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.